This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth, if one of our class wants to buy a horse and wants just one horse for riding, having around the farm, having at the ready should there be an emergency, an EMP, the vehicles don't work, the gas stations don't work, and what kind of a horse would you recommend?
Okay, if you wanted a horse that was a pretty good dual-purpose type breed where you could use it in harness, you could possibly use it for plowing a field, you could use it for riding, okay? I would recommend a standard bred. Okay. Now, that said, if you're going to get a standard bred off the track, you need to be aware that it's going to have to be re-educated into the fact that there are other gears other than stop and fifth. Okay. To continue the motor vehicle analogy, because they are racehorses as well, but they are warm bloods. They're not hot blood, okay? They make really, really nice riding horses, especially the pacers, but you have to take account that they do have that big bouncy trot. So, and many of them will not break into a gallop under saddle. And, you know, but they are, I think, the nicest all-round horse that you can get. If you could only afford one horse and you wanted that horse to basically do anything that you needed to do. But you have to re-educate it. You have to buy one that has been re-educated. That every time that you're in work, that means you've got the saddle on or you've got the harness on, that you don't necessarily have to go at like 40 kilometres an hour, which is about 30 miles an hour, which is for a standard bred, that is what they can do for quite some considerable time. They can go at 20 or 30 miles an hour for quite a distance. I'm talking about they can do it for hours. And so that's a good thing. If you have a horse and you have a cart or a buggy and you live quite a distance from town and you want to be able to get to town within an hour or two, an off-the-track, re-educated standard bred might be exactly the horse that you need because they have a really consistent, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta type pace, okay? If you look at them when they're racing, then you can see the sort of pace that they have. But if you slow that down, they can do that for hours. They can do that all day and, you know, still be good at the end of it. I mean, they'll be tired and they'll be hot and they'll be sweaty and all the rest of it and they'll want a good rest. But that's the sort of horse that you could do that sort of thing with. They are born to it and they're bred to it, and they have a generally gentle temperament. I mean, horses vary in their temperament. I have seen standard breds that are absolute killers, okay? that I would not trust as far as I could throw them that would rip their stables apart. But that generally comes with them. That's generally not the temperament of the breed. That generally means that they have been seriously mishandled, okay? But, yeah, that if somebody was after an inexpensive horse that they could do everything with, I couldn't go past the American Standard Bred. I think that they really are a lovely horse, and I've had Standard Breds for many, many, many years. You know, but this next horse that I'm getting is not a standard bred. He is a thoroughbred. He is off the track, and he's high octane. And I'm very, very excited.
That's wonderful. I'm really glad for you. Gwyneth, horses are not really native to North America. They've come from Europe.
There was a horse that lived in North America, but the Native Americans, when they arrived in the Americas, they didn't perceive the horse was good for anything except eating, and they ate them all,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But they had a cultural memory of a time when there were horses on the landscape, and they had cave painting and art of horses, but they regarded them as being something from another dimension. So when the Spanish arrived and the Spanish had horses with them, you might as well have landed a UFO and had some grey aliens walk out, you know, with their grey alien mythical creatures, whatever they had. So that's one reason why the Native Americans, especially in Mexico, regarded the Spaniards as being gods, because they had tales of these mythical creatures, but they'd never seen one. They had drawings of these mythical creatures, but they'd never seen one. And that was part of the reason why the Mexicans and the South Americans especially, but also the North Americans, were inclined to treat the Spaniards and the other Europeans that came with so much respect. And if you look in the Native American cultures today, often the horse, among their cultures, is revered almost as a god, because that's always the way it has been. The only difference now is that you actually have horses in that culture again. But when horses were reintroduced, they seemed to understand, the Native Americans seemed to understand what was going on, that they were getting given another chance by God with this creature that they had so foolishly wiped out. And they began to keep them, they began to breed them, and they developed their own strains, which are the various, what I call the Indian horses, which are like the Paints, the Appaloosas. I believe there's quite a bit of Indian horse breeding in the quarter horse. I'm not quite sure what the quarter horse's breeding is. But, you know, all of these different types of the medicine hat horses and this sort of thing, they are exceptional horses. And so that would, if I was after a daily drive type horse, that would be my second choice, would be an Indian type horse, such as a Paint or an Appaloosa. But like I say, this time I'm going for a thoroughbred purely because the last couple of horses that I've had have been standard bred. And I want to gallop, and I want to get back into the way of training off-the-track thoroughbreds again, and re-educating and seeing them going into loving homes and getting another chance at life, because most off-the-track thoroughbreds are sent to the dog works, sent to the knackery for dog food. At the end of their racing career, and most of them, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them, but they they do require special care. They require special attention. And they do require re-education, which means that they need to be taught that you can do something else other than gallop full throttle in this life. You can do things like you can walk and you can trot and you can jump. And when they've learnt that, and you can do things like dressage, you know, with an off-the-track racehorse. And there are many, many fine off-the-track horses that became very good show jumpers, dressage horses and such like. But for the average person who is looking for a horse, for their first horse, I mean, that said, I'm gonna put a bit of a disclaimer in here. There's a lot of teenagers out there who, when they were teenagers, they were just like me. Their mum and dad, they had the horse bug, but their mum and dad wouldn't get them a horse. And so they went down and they began hanging around, you know, like trail riding businesses, and they began hanging around racing stables, and, you know, eventually somebody gave them some work to do because they could see that he was a teenage kid who really wanted to be around horses, but whose parents couldn't or wouldn't get them a horse. And they would often end up working with an either on the track or off the track thoroughbred as their first horse as a teenager. That's how many teenagers learn to ride. And they often end up becoming the best horsemen and best horsewomen because they learn to ride on horses that are unpredictable, that are cruddy, often in their temperaments, that, you know, that are inclined to throw you. But, you know, these are teenagers. And one thing I've learned is that teenagers, they tend to bounce a bit better than big people do. If you're a teenager and you want to get into the horse thing, absolutely. You know, if you know somebody who has a racing stable, go and offer to muck out some stalls, and I can guarantee that you will not be turned down, okay? And, you know, just hang around the horses and be with them, and eventually somebody will say, hey, would you like to, you know, exercise this horse? Or this horse is going off the track. Would you like to, you know, adopt him or something like that? You know, that's how a lot of teenagers end up getting horses and getting riding experience, or with trail riding places, which was me. But in the trail riding place that I learned to ride at, I had no riding lessons. I got, this is go, this is woe, this is left, this is right, and there's no saddle. Because it wasn't a very good trail riding place when I was a teenager. And later in my teens, they actually did get saddles for the horses. But initially it was just, you know, sheepskins, but that made me a better rider as well because I had to learn to balance myself instead of using the stirrups. But, you know, for an adult, I would not recommend getting an off-the-track horse as your first horse. If you're a teenager, you're in that stage, you're inclined to do things that are, you know, a little bit different, and you're more inclined to take risks. And like I said, teenagers bounce a little bit better than big people do.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We're talking about horses and things you need to know should you decide to get one. Gwyneth, horses live in small herds when they're in the wild, and that's because they're more comfortable when they have companions. Is it possible to have a happy horse with just one horse rather than maybe a horse and a companion, two horses?
Well, yes and no. Okay. Mostly, just by economic reasons, mostly I've just had one horse at a time, at my place because they are expensive to feed. But that said, I live at home and so I'm around all day, and my dogs are around all day and so the horse always knows that there's somebody here, okay? So I'm like, for the horse, I'm like that other herd member, okay? And horses, they can live on their own, but they do have a herding instinct, and they will be happiest if they have somebody else to relate to, okay? And if you can't quite afford to have two full-sized horses, what a lot of people do is they get a horse and then they get a Shetland pony or they get a miniature horse or they get a goat or they get some sheep to keep the horse company. And the horse is just as happy to walk with the goats in the sheep as it is to walk with its fellow horses. It doesn't seem to recognize that these creatures, and it seems to think that this is just a really funny shaped, quite small horse, okay, when it sees a goat or when it sees a sheep. They will tend to hang around the sheep and the goats, and the sheep and the goats benefit as well, because if there comes a dog or a coyote or a fox or a wolf or whatever other creature you have around, that horse will actually actively defend the flock of sheep or goats or whatever that you have. And there is a particular farmer who lives probably about 10 miles from here. I know his family quite well, and he breeds standard breeds. He's in the local harness racing club, and he breeds standard breeds, and he runs his stallions with his sheep. And the stallions defend the sheep from marauding dogs, and they kill any dogs or foxes or anything that tries to attack these sheep. And that's something that is a really good option. Because, of course, he's got something like 5,000 acres of land, and he only uses his stallions for maybe a few days a year. He doesn't really ride them. He doesn't really drive them. They're just there for the fact of that they're breeders, and that he breeds his own standard breeds for his own racing hobby that he has. And to sell them from time to time. But that is an option that you can do. And like I say, I might get either a smaller horse, a pony, or some sheep or goats to keep my horse company. And, but even if I don't, he will, I know that he'll tend to see me as being another herd member, but if you're away from home for most of the day, I would say that your horse will begin to develop behaviours that you won't like, purely out of boredom and loneliness and frustration. It'll begin to do things like, there's a habit called cribbing, which is the horse bites on anything wooden in its paddock, okay? So trees, fence posts, railings or whatever. And it will just stand there and it will bite them and it will chew them. And once that habit's established, it's just about impossible to break. And in my experience, where the habit of cribbing comes from, it comes from a lonely and bored horse.
We'll be right back. Yeah, we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another new immigration policy being worked on by the Trump administration, which is now planning to hold migrant families in detention for the entire duration of their immigration proceedings. Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying that the current standards incentivize illegal entry. He cites a Supreme Court ruling known as the Flores Agreement, which limits the time families can be detained to 20 days.
This single ruling has substantially caused and continued to fuel the current family unit crisis and the unprecedented flow of Central American families.
The new rule almost certain to face court challenges. The Danish Prime Minister expressing shock after President Trump cancels a long-scheduled state visit to Denmark. Reports are the President did so because he's upset over Denmark's refusal to consider selling Greenland to the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking about horses in class, if you think that you can run after a horse on foot and catch it, a horse can run 55 miles an hour. So when you see those horses on TV and they are running full speed, they can be around 55 miles an hour. And horses are measured in hands, H-A-N-D-S, and a hand is about 4 inches. So a horse of 15 hands would be 15 times 4 inches is 60 inches. And that's just so you can know how to measure a horse. Gwyneth, what is the average height of a horse in hands?
Okay, I would say the average was between 15 and 16. Somewhere between that. If you get over, if you get a horse 16 hands and over, it is generally regarded as being a large horse. If you get a horse that's under 15 hands, it's regarded as a small horse. Under 14.2 hands is regarded as being a pony. And, you know, although you get some people that say, oh, we regard under 15 hands as being a pony, it really, you know, it's six of one or half a dozen of the other. But the average horse is about 15 hands. And in centimetres, for those who are used to working in centimetres, that's around about 150 centimetres. And you measure a horse from the highest point of its shoulder, okay? Because, of course, a horse's back is not flat. And, you know, at this time, you know, I think it would be good to take account of if you're an adult, if you're like 30, 40, 50 years old or whatever, and you're thinking of getting your first horse, of what sort of horse you should get. You probably should not get a off-the-track thoroughbred unless you've been working with them your whole life, basically, since you've been a teenager. If you're a teenager and you have the opportunity to work with an off-the-track thoroughbred and you've never worked with one before, then go for it. If you're in your early 20s, you know, younger than about 22, then you should, you know, go for it. It's a lot of fun. And you'll fall off lots, but you'll become a better rider. But the thing is that when we get to be a bit bigger and a bit older, we don't bounce quite so well. And it's the learning to ride bit that you're likely to bounce the most. Does that make sense? You're going to fall off. If you say you know how to ride, you've never fallen off, you've never learned how to ride, you're going to fall off.
We've had three horses here on our farm, and they were between 15 and 16 hands high, and they were, you know, red, and they were the American Standard type horse, really, really wonderful animals, and we paid about $100 for a used saddle. Is that about right?
Yeah, for a cheap used saddle, you can get them for about $100. But you can pay thousands of dollars for a saddle if you want. It's very, very similar to the automobile thing. You can spend as little or as much on an automobile and its accessories as you feel the need to, okay? There's people who drive around, you know, $1,000 beat-up old cars, and actually take them and fix them up and restore them and make them into something beautiful. And there's people who get horses that are basically headed for the dog food man, and they take the time and the patience to learn about them and fix them up, feed them, and get them right again. And it's very much a similar thing, you know. But for a general, you know, everyday second-hand old saddle, I would say about $100 to $200 is what you would pay. If it was that manner of saddle and you were getting charged more than about $150 or $200, $200 would be a really, really good condition old saddle, okay? Like from a second-hand shop or from an antique shop or something, you know? But you can spend thousands of dollars on a saddle. You know, there's saddles out there that will cost you $5,000 or $10,000, you know. But the horse that they're going to sit on might cost between $20,000 and $100,000. That's the thing. So it's like horses for courses. It quite literally is. Now, if you're an adult, you can get a you know, what's called a schoolmaster. Which is, if you're an adult and you're looking for your very first horse and you want to learn to ride, you want a horse that is older than about 12 years old, okay? You want a horse that's past middle age but is still young and healthy enough to give you many years of, you know, good companionship and youth. You want a horse that doesn't really have any big problems, that's been well treated for its whole life, that was broken properly in the first place, and that has, you know, been somebody who has educated riders for a good portion of its life. And for a first horse, you might even get a horse that's over 20 years old for your very first horse, okay? As long as, once again, it doesn't have any major problems, but it's very safe, very quiet, very docile, very gentle in its eyes and in its nature. And when you get on, instead of, you know, being that high-octane vehicle, it maybe walks off or, you know, wants to break into a gentle trot. That's a really good first horse, okay? for an adult who is learning how to ride for the first time. But there is just about no better athletic activity for the whole constitution of the person than horse riding, okay? But, like I say, if you want to learn to ride, if you're an adult, you need to pick the right horse, because if you pick the wrong horse, if you pick that high-octane vehicle, the off-the-track thoroughbred, it is going to throw you if you don't know what you're doing. And that you could end up getting very, very seriously injured that way, okay? If you're somebody like me who's been riding for 30 years, who started out riding horses that weren't the best horses in the first place, is used to dealing with them, is used to, you know, having that right blend of compassion and firmness that they need, you know, to say, yeah, I'm the boss, but not being a real stupid person about it. You know what I mean? There's a certain balance that anyone who's been around horses, and especially horses that are not the best horses, will understand what I'm saying. You learn to be diplomatic and yet firm. And it's a characteristic that, you know, it does go into other areas of your life. But if you're somebody who's buying your first horse, I would really strongly recommend that you take somebody who has had horses before, who knows a lot about horses, with you. Because horse trading is almost a byword for sucking in the unwary and sitting them out the other side, Vincent. There's so many tricks that can be played on the unwary, and if you're buying your first horse, you really need somebody there with you who knows the ropes. Oh, and another thing I should mention, if you're somebody who's had pony club lessons since the age of 5 years old, okay, and you get out there in the big world and you're 20 or 30 or whatever, and you think that you can ride because you've been riding for 15 years, but you've always ridden really nice, expensive, well-educated horses, and then you decide you want to get an off-the-track horse, you are going to have an education. That horse is going to educate you. And I'll say a story by way of example with relation to this horse that I was, or that I'm going to be looking at in the next few days. Actually, he is at the moment an on-the-track racehorse. He's going to have his last race on this coming Saturday. And he had somebody come out who was from an eventing and dressage background, an adult, who had been riding since they were a small child, thought they could ride. And they said, oh, yes, he looks lovely. I think that I'll be able to re-educate him for my next horse. They got on him, and they kicked him, which means you click your heels against the horse's flank to make it go. Okay? And this horse took off. And the poor woman was holding on, and she was like basically going, the thing bolted on me. Well, yes, you're in a Maserati. There's a big difference between driving a Maserati and a Lambo and driving the down drive horses that you thought were the standard normal horse that you get. If you're driving, what's a regular daily drive vehicle in the United States? Something like...
That'd be a Ford Chevrolet Chrysler.
Ford Chevrolet Chrysler, okay. And you put the accelerator down a certain amount, you know that those cars, all more or less, are going to go at the same speed, right? For the accelerator that you press.
Yes.
If you press that accelerator down, that same depth, in something like a Maserati or a Lambo, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to go.
I can tell you what's going to happen. I owned a 1984 Maserati B-Turbo many years ago. It was a V6 5-speed, twin turbocharged, two gas tanks. It's like a Toyota Corolla with a race engine. And if you did that, you would burn all the way through first gear, second gear, into third gear. And if you weren't careful, you'd take yourself right off the road and spin out. Yeah. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's right. If you're going to have an off-the-track thoroughbred, you've got to be aware that this is a race car. Okay? And they just need the slightest little tap on the accelerator for them to go. Okay? Because if you go giving them the standard sort of kick that you would give any other horse to make it go, that's its signal that it's race time. And I was explaining this to my son Theo because he likes cars, okay? And he especially likes cars that go fast. And I was explaining to him what this horse would be like. And unfortunately, this poor lady who has been riding virtually her entire life didn't understand that and got a really frightening lesson. But, you know, maybe the next... Sure. I think that she'll go on to buy some warm blood and ride the same sort of horses she's been riding her whole life, and she'll be happy. But I don't think she'll ever get on a race horse again.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we've been talking about horses and what you need to know. Gwyneth, I'd like to share with our class an email that I received at 7 o'clock this morning before the broadcast. It was written by Robin, last name initial is the letter R, so Robin R. And I think it deserves an on-air response. It says, "Hi, Vincent. I really admire your persistence in running for the electric cooperative office. You're going up against a Goliath evil beast system. Since you only have 2 minutes to present your platform, have you considered these ways to get your platform information out? Number one, print out your platform and all you want the folks to know, and announce they can pick up a copy as they leave in the back of the room or outside. Hopefully, they won't disallow this. Number two, create a website. Even better, pass out cards with website address and state your case. This could spread like wildfire as long as they don't cause tech issues preventing folks from getting on. I wish you well with this. All the best, Robin R." Here's my response. This is what I wrote to Robin. Robin, most people here don't read. Many will not accept handout material even if I stand there and hand it to them as they walk by. They tell me that they haven't seen the 5 18-inch by 24-inch yellow and black signs that they had to walk around on the sidewalk to get into the building. Most vote before they hear the candidates speak. The current 9 directors have been on the board for a total of 131 years. I shut down my website because the trolls use the contact page to attack our instructors. Materials and campaigning are not allowed in the room. When employees see me, they turn their backs to me. They publish that the microphones will be turned off after 2 minutes. Most of the attendees are only interested in the gifts, prizes, band, and the fish bait disguised as hot dogs. I don't have a chance, but thank you for your encouragement, Vincent." So that's about the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual election or selection or re-election that will be occurring on Friday, this Friday, at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. If you happen to be in the area and you'd like to stop by and say hello. I'll be the guy that'll be thrown off the stage in 2 minutes. Gwyneth, any comments?
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's about the sum of it. And that was the problem that I had with my newsletter as well, the reason why I had to shut it down. I was spending like 25 hours approximately a week putting together that newsletter. And in the end, I think I had three or four subscribers after, you know, 3 months of doing this. People are not reading anymore. People can scarcely write anymore either, you know. The only way that people are possibly taking attention in is through the radio and through listening and through podcasts and through watching. That's the only way that people are taking attention.
Yeah, I'd like to share one other thing. Let me share one other thing with you. There's a Missouri farmer, and his name was Randy Constant. And he killed himself at his garage in Chillicothe, Missouri, on Monday. This guy, what he did was he sold non-organic corn and non-organic soybeans, and he certified them as organic on a massive scale. His sales equaled up to 7% of the organic corn grown in the United States in 2016 and 8% of the organic soybeans. That amounted to, between 2010 and 2017, he sold 11.5 million bushels of grain, enough to fill 3,600 rail cars. This guy, almost single-handedly destroyed the faith of customers in the organic market because people were conned and fooled into paying extra high prices, buying eggs, steak, and other products that they believed were better for the environment, better for their own health, and they relied grown in practices that were free of chemicals and pesticides. So people who opposed buying products with chemicals, pesticides, wanted to buy organic because they thought they were doing the right thing. They paid more for it, and this guy lied and cheated them. So now we have products on the market that have been non-organic, sold at higher prices at organic, and this guy almost single-handedly, there were a couple others involved, but almost all by himself, destroyed the confidence in the organic marketplace. Can you imagine that? He killed himself. What an outrage, right?
What can you say? You know? It's just not worth it, is it?
I'll tell you what we can say. What we can say is he was bilking people, he was lying, he was conning, and this is the biggest organic fraud in the history of the United States. And it happened right here in the corrupt state of Missouri. It did.
And you know what?
And I'm got to tell you. Yeah. Thank you, Gwyneth, for being with us.
People didn't like him very much.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.